Van Dyck, Portrait of Jacques Leroy, 1631. This Flemish painter, who was a contemporary of Rubens and Velázquez, became famous for his magnificent portraits. As a young man, he moved to England, where King Charles I offered him, along with a good financial stipend, a mansion in London and a villa on the outskirts of the city. This portrait of Jacques Leroy was painted in Antwerp shortly before Van Dyck left for England. Leroy was an influential figure in the Netherlands, with links to the Spanish court. Notice the large ruff around his neck. This type of collar would gradually disappear during the 17th century to be replaced by lace collars, which were much more comfortable and easier to clean. This is a very realistic portrait, which highlights the majestic appearance of the sitter and the elegance of his hands. The red curtain and the light that inundates the entire portrait confirm Van Dyck as one of the greatest portraitists of all time. Interestingly, the sitter is holding a piece of paper in his left hand that was known in Spain as a memorial. It was a kind of petition, a request that also appeared in Velázquez's portraits of Philip IV or the Count Duke of Olivares, who were painted around the same time.